February 17th, 2024. The inconsistent and foolish. Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man cast out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Matthew 12:22-30. Now we enter this passage with Jesus healing again. He never stops. He's full of compassion and mercy. Yet this passage holds hard truths to face. But we have to face them. It's important to ask hard questions. When we read, we must not see ourselves as better than everyone we read about, but see ourselves and think, is that my attitude today? Is that my heart? And as we seek Christ, we must be honest about our lives. We are lying. Are we lying to ourselves? Or do we truly love the Jesus we are seeing in Scripture? So let's look at a few things and be honest with ourselves today. Number one, are we accusing Christ? Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man cast out demons." You see, the Pharisees thought he was practicing magic with Satan's power. The name Beelzebul means master of the house, points to Satan. We see the hardness of their hearts express itself in this passage. Hatred and pride make a man say anything. It's a crazy thing to say, too. It made no sense, and Jesus points it out. This is the natural response of men who are against Christ. Tell a man about Christ and watch every kind of hateful, excuse-filled response flow from their heart. Christ never did anything wrong, and yet, again, we see that men don't care. They want their autonomy, they want their respect, they want their sin, and if you put anything in their path and warn them, be ready for reactions. If we just think of a man like Martin Luther, some common accusations he faced included being accused of heresy for challenging the teachings of the Catholic Church, being labeled as a rebel for his criticisms of the Church's practices, and being condemned by promoting ideas that were considered dangerous or radical by the authorities. Luther was often accused of undermining the authority of the Pope and the tradition of the Church. You see, he was accused of being a devil. And if men can't condemn your work, they'll attack the source of your work. If you attack their work, they'll attack the source of your work. They'll undermine you. I personally have been said to be a Bible thumper and a holier than thou. And I've been laughed at, talked down to, had my Bible thrown to the ground, asked if I've ever been choked to stop me from talking, scoffed at, and ignored. Men hate Christ. And hardness of heart, and the hardness of their heart, and love for sin creates this type of response. We should hear again Christ say, "If they call the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more shall they call them of his household?" This should give us more and more confidence in the things thrown at us. So number one, are we accusing Christ? Number two, are we inconsistent in our thoughts of Christ? Let's read it again. Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. We again see the omniscience of Jesus. We read this at the beginning of chapter 9. We need to remember that what we think are secrets are wide open to Christ. That episode was called Thoughts Wide Open, if you want to check that out. Now, Jesus is making a very distinct point here. He's saying that Satan wouldn't go against himself. It doesn't make sense for Satan to act in that way. Why would the devil cast himself out? He'd be destroying his own work. If he does that, his kingdom would fail. Jesus then points out this is inconsistent. The Pharisees were casting out demons, and they weren't critical of their own followers for casting out demons. And yet they were criticizing him. You see, the thing they should have concluded is that Jesus is from God, and his power is from God. But the problem is, if this is true, that he's from God, and if the kingdom of God is here, then they are looking at the king. The one stronger than Satan is right in front of them. He is plundering the master of the house. Beelzebul is in trouble. They are in trouble. Their whole system is in trouble. This will ruin everything they have going for them. Jesus isn't evil, though. They are. We must ask ourselves continually, when we see Christ for who he is, are we going to repent and seek mercy, or will we reject him and say inconsistent things because he's stopping something we love? They hate him because they're envious of him. They don't want him to change their ways. They have great power. And I hope that's not the case for us. You have to choose. So number two, are we inconsistent in our thoughts of Christ? Are we calling him names? Are we accusing him of things because we don't want to follow him? We don't want to accept him as Christ. Number three, are we for or against Christ? Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. There are no middle ground Christians. If you aren't with him, you are against him. Many want to live on the fence. They want to be the middleman. They consider themselves good folk and not that bad. They hear the gospel and see themselves as good to go, but have no repentance or confession. They aren't open or bold. They are blinders. And the warning here is that this is a dangerous place to be. Are we with Christ? If not, we are against him. We need to make a decision. We need to make resolutions in our minds and hearts. Choose Christ and let the ball land where it may. If we're laughed at, let it be. If we're rejected, let it be. If men welcome us, let us rejoice. But let us choose our side. Indeed, you and I have chosen a side, whether we admit it or not. We have chosen a side. This is a frightening reality. So choose Christ and be open and bold. Just go all out. There's no point in not going all out. If you're for him, be for him. And if you're against him, be against him. But he's better than everything and is all you need. So cling to Christ. So here they are again. Are we accusing Christ? That's number one. Number two, are we inconsistent in our thoughts of Christ? And number three, are we for or against Christ? And with this, let us have a happy Saturday.